Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Surprise! Amy Schumer has secretly wed her new boyfriend, Chris Fisher. RadarOnline.com is confirming this, and an insider told them the comedian 36 and her Massachusetts-based chef new husband tied the knot in a hush-hush ceremony this week. While U.S. Weekly was first to report the news, they claimed the two said I do on February 13th right here in L.A. And Radar did reveal the wedding was attended by Fisher's family and some of Schumer's famous friends, like the I Feel Pretty actress, Rachel Feinstein, who posted a celebratory photo last night with a champagne bottle emoji and admitted the picture wasn't from Valentine's Day. Well, congratulations to the new lovely couple. And classic movies like He's Got Game, Above the Rim, and Coach Carter brought the stories of inner-city youth with talented athletic abilities to life on the screen. But the stories were mostly fictional, and although some of them were based on real events. But now, a documentary expounding a basketball program in Chicago is giving viewers a first-hand view of the real-life plights of the athletes and what they face. And yep, as you might guess, who's behind it? Chicago lyricist Chance the Rapper and NBA legend Dwayne Wade. They are exposing the story of several young teens playing basketball in Chi's inner city. It's part of the Fox's documentary series. I cannot wait to see it, and I cannot wait for Chance the Rapper to run for public office, because that's just what he needs to do. Good for him. And speaking of movies, Black Panther opens in LA tonight, and as expected, will shatter all box office numbers in history and will probably shatter that long-standing lie that black characters and stories don't sell across the globe. Well, this $200 million movie directed by Ryan Coogler is expected to gross $150 million in the U.S. and Canada by Monday. Now, how far it goes from there is anyone's guess, but with Disney's global campaign, it might even do better than F. Gary Gray's The Fate and the Furious last year, which grossed $1.24 billion, yes, with a B, mainly outside of North America. It is a new day in the film business. Yay! And for all these stories and all of our coverage on Black Panther, go to AURN.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Oh, and also, you've got to check out this week's podcast with the inimitable actor Ruben Santiago Hudson. Don't you just love him? He's on that new series, Quad. Check it out on BET. So again, don't miss a single podcast or a single story, because you want to be in the know.